This is an ABC podcast.
Let's start today in Queensland, because in amongst the lines of cattle for sale at Roma today is over 500 head of stock from Tipperary Station in the Territory. These cattle have travelled around 3,000 kilometres to be at the sale today. I spoke a little bit earlier on to Tipperary manager David Connolly, who's there at the sale.
Matt, I'm down at Roma Sales today, which is Australia's largest store cattle selling centre. And we've sent 504 cattle down from Tipperary to Roma Sale to sell today. And they've just completed selling, as a matter of fact.
And how did they go?
Red hot, Matt. There's a saying in the job that says you never have a bad sale when you're standing in mud. And it's raining like hell here this afternoon. It's been a very good sale. Buyers here thinking that cattle won't be invented again by the look of it.
Are you able to give us a rough price per kilo?
Well, we haven't got our averages yet, but the top of our run at sort of 400 kilos have made 645 cents per kilo. So you can do the maths on that. They're just starting to run them through and do the scales on them now.
Wow. So it's a long way from Tipperary to Roma. Why do it?
It's a long way, all right. We found it's just been hard to get rid of these heavier weight cattle. Whilst the market's good in the Territory, market's very solid, it's been hard to get rid of the heavier, these 400 kilo sort of cattle in the Territory because Vietnam, it's been a bit hard to get cattle into Vietnam, and they're a bit too heavy for Indonesia. So we wanted to sell these cattle. We've mustered them and done all the work on them, so we wanted to sell them. So we've taken the opportunity to sell them, bring them down here to where it's raining, bring it down to where the market's been very strong, bring them down to where cattle are short, and supply and demand has taken care of the rest.
Is it all male cattle that you've sold today?
Yeah, all steers, 504 steers.
Yeah.
It's over 3,000 kilometres, Matt. We spelled the cattle on the way down. They did 2 days, 48 hours at Cloncurry, where we rehydrated the cattle and fed them well and looked after them, just spelled them, and then put them back on the truck and brought them down to Roma. And they got here on Saturday, just gone, and they've been on good feed here out in the backyards on water and looked after. And then just yarded up early this morning and sold now.
Have you got a sense on if this exercise was worth it?
Yes. The cattle are yet to weigh and determine the final price, but on the cents per kilo price, it looks like it's been well worth it. It's exceeded our expectations.
Great. And have you got a sense on who swooped on these type of cattle?
Yeah, local bullock fatteners have bought these cattle. So, and a few feedlots, we had Wyala feedlot and a couple of Morton Co, those sort of big feedlotters, big operators, they bought a few of the pens, and then the rest were bought by local bullock fatteners and put them on this magnificent buffalo country here in Roma that they call Champagne Country. And it's raining, Matt, it's really raining. This country looks fantastic and we're standing in the rain.
So do you treat yourself to a night out in Roma before you head back to the Territory?
No, Matt, I'm too mundry for that. I'm now going to drive back to Brisbane. I'm going to jump on the plane at 8 o'clock in the morning and go home.
Well, thank you for being our correspondent today from Roma. It sounds unreal. Well done on the sale.
Good on you, Matt. My pleasure.